right here. I know we late. What's going on, guys? I know we're doing a late night show right now, but I'm here. Welcome to Tariq Radio. We're chopping it up real good shit right now. Let everybody know that we're all live right now. We're going to have a real good late night conversation. This is our new single from Mink Slide. This is Guest List. You can watch the video on YouTube. If you're watching live now, click that link. Shout out to Buffalo, New York. They played this on the radio in Buffalo, New York earlier today. So they're bumping this on radio stations now. Shout out to Buffalo. But you guys can pre-order the Crushed Velvet album by Mink Slide. Go to Google Play and iTunes, and y'all need to get that pre-order right now. So ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. A real quick commercial break. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Check out my dude, Kevin Derrick Gentry, a.k.a. the Boss Hog Macaroni, the relationship coach. He's offering a one-hour free phone call about getting women, stepping your game up, how to make the ladies fall in love with you, how to get respect from your peers, how to become an alpha male, and how to step your money game up. My man is real thorough with the game. You can check out his YouTube at the Boss Hog Macaroni. Also, give my dude a call at 770-946-2453. Also, try him at 404-207-5640. What's up, guys? Check out the brand new album by Professor Archibald called Surviving America. This is his second album, and you're going to really love it and enjoy it. This album is streaming on all platforms, Tidal, Spotify, YouTube, Apple. Get it right now on all those platforms. Also, if you are an artist, filmmaker, video game creator, or if you have a podcast and you need background music or any other type of music production work, you can contact him via email at archiebeats28@gmail.com. Or you can DM him on Twitter at archieprofess. That's ArchieProfess. Listen up, family. This is the decade for black empowerment. So step into the new year looking and feeling empowered with On Code Clothing. This thing of ours is exclusive. It's codified gear for the melanated family. So stop everything right now and go to OnCodeClothing.com. And while you're there, check out the BCU collection, a collection of collegiate apparel, honoring some of the best educators, entrepreneurs, and freedom fighters in our society. We are the alumni of the Black American Experience. So represent your scholar by going to OnCodeClothing.com right now. What's up, family? If you make music but you struggle with getting that professional sound, then you need to reach out to my guys over at LegendaryMix.com. They have the experience you need and they get the job done right. With almost 20 years behind the board, their expertise is off the charts. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional audio mixing and mastering for a great price. It's simple, it's easy. Go to LegendaryMix.com right now. Send an email or text for more details and don't hesitate. Go to LegendaryMix.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us, follow us on Instagram at h_REEEPOORT, Twitter at the H Report 2, and share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
Are you an employee looking to document mistreatment? Are you a citizen looking to record encounters with law enforcement officers? The 8GB Voice Recorder Watch from RecorderWatch.com may be the solution for you. Key features include voice-activated recording, time and date stamped files, password protection, long battery life, Rely on documented audio and not your memory by heading over to recorderwatch.com and purchase the 8 GB voice recorder.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever do that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's going on, family? We're here. We're back. We're back. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm going to put on some late night Mackin music for y'all asses. I'm glad y'all stayed up. A lot of y'all are still up tonight. I know on the East Coast it's what, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, like 2 in the morning. So y'all probably having a quarantine party somewhere out there on the East Coast. Hope everybody's safe out here throughout the country. We got these quarantines going on. Shout out to everybody for tuning in. Also, yo, don't forget, the link is in the description below. Everybody who's listening now, go to iTunes right now while I'm talking and go to Google Play and pre-order the Crushed Velvet album by Mink Slide. Get the pre-order right now. So when the album becomes available on April 10th, you'll get it automatically sent to your phone. So everybody go get that right now. The album is only like $8.99, so everybody can get it right now. Everybody go and get that Mink Slide album right now. It's a phenomenal album. Everybody's loving that first single and video, Guest List. They absolutely love it. We on the Guest List video, we have another snippet of another song called After Hours, and people really, really like the After Hours song too. A lot of people were like, you guys should have had the After Hours song as the main single. Well, we had to be strategic. The Guest List song, it fits the urban adult contemporary radio format a little better than After Hours. After Hours has a more street vibe. So we're playing the musical politics thing, you know, so we got to be very strategic about certain things. But again, you'll love the album. Go get the album, pre-order right now on Google Play and on iTunes. Y'all do that right now while I'm talking, and the link, you can click the link right in my description right below here, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, we gotta give a shout out and let's send some prayer and some good energy to my brother Scarface, the legendary rapper. My brother Scarface has tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, another rapper, what's my dude's name? God damn it. Why is my man's name on the tip of my damn tongue? Slim Thug. I don't know why Slim Thug, I had a brain fart. But he tested positive for the coronavirus. But Face, man. And I talked to Scarface today. I talked to him early. We had a long conversation about it. My man he's holding on. He's doing good. But he told me that his kidneys, that shit made his kidneys fail. I mean, he felt like he was about to die. He was like, yo, man, let everybody know that this shit is real. And I asked him, I'm like, damn, where'd you go? Who'd you come in contact with? He was like, man, I ain't been nowhere. I ain't do nothing. You know, this shit just hit me. So, you know, we're going to wish a nice recovery for our brother. We gotta protect our brother with our energy. Scarface is a legend in the game. And he's in quarantine now. So yeah, shout out to my brother, man. Shout out to him. And you know, we gotta watch out here. you know, this thing is getting heavy because, again, this virus, it's out here. There's no cure for it yet. And viruses, these wild viruses that can just go on and on and on out here, it will start morphing into different things. It will start adapting to certain environments. So we got to be careful out here. We do have to be careful. This thing is serious. And one thing about the virus, you know, we have to deal with the virus directly, but then we have to deal with the indirect, secondary issues that come with this virus. We have to deal with some secondary issues, and this virus has become an equalizer. I know Madonna, she did a video saying something to that effect. She was in her bathtub talking about how this virus has made everybody equal. And see, that's a problem in a system of white supremacy. See, now everybody's in the same boat right now. The economy is pretty much, it's a lot of the economy is at a standstill to a certain degree. Nobody can really go anywhere. A lot of businesses are shut down. Everybody has to stay in the house. So everybody is being treated equally right now. This virus has become an equalizer. This virus has oppressed everybody equally. Now, this is why a lot of black people are very lighthearted about it. We can kind of, you know, this is a very serious matter, but we can still laugh and joke and have a good-natured demeanor about it because we've dealt with adversity for the last 500 years. So this is another adversity that we have to deal with. So we're used to it. A lot of other people are panicking out here. But the thing is, this thing has become an equalizer, and that's a problem because in the system of white supremacy, equal means you failed as white supremacists. See, you have to be in a position where you dominate. And you dominate the darkies. And when you have a virus that's out here dominating everybody and they cannot control it, you know, they have to come up with little ways to flex and try to intimidate. They have to come up with little policies and these little programs that are meant to be disrespectful to foundational black Americans. One thing we have to notice, a lot of people are showing videos of these tanks, these military tanks that's being brought into all these major cities around the country. Have you guys seen that? There are several videos people have been sending me. Hey, man, I saw this in LA today. Hey, man, I saw these military tanks on the train in Chicago. Hey, man, we saw these military tanks on the train in New York. And I want people to understand, this is something that you shouldn't really trip too much on. I mean, you always be careful, but this is really an intimidation tactic. Now, that scares a lot of people, and that's the point. They want you to see those military vehicles. Family, they notice they keep rolling these shits out in broad daylight right in the middle of the day. Now, if they wanted to be covert, they would just do it in the middle of the night. They just do this shit at 2 in the morning when everybody's asleep. They're making it a point to wheel these things out in the middle of the day in broad daylight so that everybody can see them. That's an intimidation tactic. Don't trip on that. Don't be afraid of that, family. This is why it's all on the news. If it's all on the news, they want you to know about it. They ride those tanks through the hood. That's them being afraid. You understand? Yeah, they're not covering these things or nothing. They're not covering them up. They're letting you know that these tanks are rolling around. And this is an intimidation tactic to say, hey, look, even though we're all equal out here and we're weakened right now because the system is weak right now. There's a lot of police officers out here and police precincts getting the coronavirus because they all have to work in proximity, close proximity with each other. So the police, they have to deal with the public on a regular basis. So a lot of them are getting the coronavirus. So they're weakened right now. A lot of these jailers, a lot of these people working in jails, they're getting it. A lot of these COs, you know, they said a lot of inmates are getting it too. They said that Harvey Weinstein has it. Now, we got to be very careful with that, because they might be trying to use that to get him out of jail. That might be a ploy to get his ass up out of there. But a lot of the New York PD, they have it. So this is a bad thing. So they're nervous right now. I want y'all to be very clear. When they start doing intimidation tactics, they're nervous right now. Because white society's numbers are already low. And this hitting them, this can really be the death blow. Their birth rate is already at a negative. Now they're dying in rapid numbers. Now there are some black people. Again, there are a lot of black people who get this disease, but disproportionately, more white people are getting this thing. Let's be very clear. Even though there's a lot of black people getting it, more white people are getting it. And all the martial law and all that stuff is not going to work. And let me tell you something. Let me play a clip from this one white doctor. He even admitted this stuff, how this disease, you know, it was possibly designed over in China as a form of warfare, as a bioweapon. And he said the main targets happen to be white males. So listen to this. This doctor, I forgot what his name is, but I put this on my Instagram. But peep this. Hold on 1 second.
It's possible that these receptors that we're talking about, we may be white males, may actually be more susceptible to this than any other ethnicity or sex. So if the Chinese knew this, they could have done this, leak it out into the population first in China. It would spread around the world. When we start getting sick in the Western world, they would be starting to get better, and it would allow them to institute their 2025 plan, which is the control of the first island chains, and thinking that the United States would be sick, they wouldn't be able to fight a Pacific battle.
All right. So peep that. It's a white dude saying this. All right. So I'm saying we got to look at this thing at all angles. We got to look at this thing from every angle. Because I talked about before how some people over in Asia, they were looking into making bioweapons that would target Caucasians. And there was a story, I used to talk about it on my Mac Lesson show years ago. And I said the doctor's name, and I got to find that episode of Mac Lessons. I can't remember what episode it was. And then I tried to look up the article, and I can't even find the article about this doctor no more. I remember he got arrested, but I can't find, and I think they scrubbed the internet of this guy's information. There was a doctor over there in Asia who was making bioweapons that would target white people. And I can't find nothing else about this guy. You understand? So we have to look at this thing from all different angles. So right now, they want to try to intimidate us. I've been seeing a lot of stuff where there's videos of brothers getting pulled over, and brothers like, damn, man, we're in the middle of a damn pandemic, and they pulling me over for tinted fucking windows. There's videos of black folks being arrested for coughing. There was a dude, a black man in Chicago. He coughed by a police precinct. They said he went in there and coughed, but I don't know if he went in there or not. That could have been an excuse they used. But this dude coughed, and they arrested him, a black dude. Some other dudes, as you see people going to stores with these masks on. I wear my mask all the time, but a lot of people are wearing these air masks all over the place. And some brothers went into a store and the police made them leave. So they're doing all types of little harassing tactics to us to try to intimidate us, to try to establish white supremacy, and rolling around with their tanks and all this stuff. Again, Don't be intimidated by that. Listen, in an urban setting, if there was a situation where urban guerrilla warfare were to pop off, those tanks are useless. See, if you really understood warfare, and most people ain't even tripping. People are just trying to live and get better, and people are just trying to enjoy their lives. But the white supremacists, they are so intimidated and paranoid about black people getting revenge on them for all the years of anti-black racism. They're in a constant state of paranoia. So when they are weakened, they get very intimidated, especially when their police force is weakened. See, this is the only reason people in white society like police is because of their anti-black policies. All this fake love that police get, all that, oh, we gotta love the brave boys in blue. That's all phony. That's all phony. That's all cap. It's a game that white supremacist society runs. They don't give a damn about a police officer other than the fact that they harm us. All that brave boy. What the fuck do police do that's so brave? Let's just be real. Police, they're like security guards. Police don't solve crimes. They don't solve anything. So what's all this fake praise and accolades that white society loves to gush onto the police, the Blue Lives Matter and all that stuff? The only thing they like is that they harm innocent black people. That's the only thing they like. That's what makes them brave. To the white supremacists, they beat up on black folks. That's the only thing white society likes about them. That's it. They don't do anything else. What you like? The fact they sit around in their cars eating fucking donuts? They're not brave. These race soldiers are not brave. It's not brave to run up and shoot 12-year-old children. It's not brave to ambush people and shoot unarmed black. There's nothing brave about that. And as a matter of fact, it's the most cowardly thing that you can do. It is hands down the most cowardly thing you can do is to ambush innocent people. Nothing is more cowardly. And these people who do this are not police officers. They are, as Neely Fuller tells us, they are race soldiers, and we have to acknowledge them as such. But in a guerrilla warfare tactic, if people decided to launch a guerrilla warfare offensive, those tanks would be useless. You understand? All that military empire force, it's not going to work on a guerrilla warfare attack. That's what you should learn from the Haitian Revolution. The Haitian Revolution was a guerrilla warfare attack, and it worked. They defeated all the mightiest armies in the world at the time. Napoleon, who had the mightiest army in the world at the time, they whooped Napoleon's army's ass using guerrilla warfare tactics. France had all that grade A military weaponry, all the cannons and the guns. Them brothers was whooping the French ass with rocks, fire, and machetes. You understand? These black folks over there in Haiti was whooping ass with rocks, fire, and machetes. All those cannons don't mean shit if people are doing hit-and-run guerrilla warfare tactics on you. Go watch the movie 1804 if you have not seen it. That's a wonderful movie to study. So understand psychological intimidation. A lot of people try to play that game on you, and that's what they're doing now. They're engaging in psychological intimidation, and don't you be intimidated. You stay on your square. You hook up with other black people who are doing things. See, this is a great time right now. Now that everything is equal, it's time for black folks to step up for us. And we got to check all these kumbaya niggas out here. We got to step up. You know, the other day, I gave out my brother's website because, you know, a lot of folks are still trying to get toilet paper. Toilet paper has run out all over the place. And I gave a plug to one of my brothers who's out there in Maryland, Brother Muhammad, who owns, he has a black-owned toilet paper company, Freedom Papers. I gave out my brother's information. You know, y'all crashed his site. That same night, his site was crashed. He has a temporary page up now because of so many orders that has come through in a week. So many folks flooded to my brother's site. Yes, his website crashed, and that's a good problem. I want to say I apologize, but I know my brother's probably grateful for all the business. You dig? So we should be shining right now. See, we need more of that. We got to be on top of our game. We need more black folks handling business like that. And I'm kicking myself a little bit because right before this thing popped off, I was in the process of making some personal hygiene products because a lot of people keep wanting me to come out with another cologne. And I was talking with my wife. I'm telling her I want to try something different. I did the cologne already, and I was getting my cologne from France. It was very high grade cologne out of France, but I wanted to do something with personal hygiene, cosmetics and regimens that's right here in the United States. And right now, a lot of personal hygiene products are just flying off the shelves right now. So I could have been a part of that wave, but I try to do so many things, and a lot of stuff gets pushed to the back burner. You dig? So there's a lot of products out here that are needed, and we got to jump on that. We got to get in the game. And a lot of stuff that these people are trying to do now to establish their dominance and to disrespect us, they're trying to go overboard with assisting Asian people who have been discriminated against. They're running around talking about Asian discrimination against Asians, and oh, we have to give them something. We have to give them some money for their businesses. Oh, we have to do something about it. Oh, Asian discrimination is so wrong. All of these ass-kissing Negro celebrities are going out of their way to cape for Asians. For what? I don't know why. It is not your job to cape for anybody. And a lot of the discrimination that Asians are getting are from white people. White people have kicked them to the curb. It's white people, the Trumps and the MAGA crowd, they're the ones talking about sanctions and all of this stuff, the Chinese virus, they're the ones shitting on them. They're the ones trying to put policies against them. But sure enough, instead of a lot of the Asian community and all these other people dealing with the white supremacists, you know, they want to try to blame niggas. There was an old video that's at least a couple of years old of some brothers out in New York City. It was a group of white and Asian police officers harassing these brothers. And they were cursing the cops out like, yeah, yeah, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, cops. Suck my dick. They were cursing the cops out. And then the Asian cop tried to say something. And one of the brothers was like, yeah, fuck you, Jackie Chan. And then they went and got that video and made it go viral again. Just so they can find that part where the brother was calling the Asian cop Jackie Chan, and they were running around on Twitter talking about, look at this racism. Wow, look at, he called him Jackie Chan. Look at this anti-Asian racism. So y'all had to really dig deep to find black people engaging in to what you want to call anti-Asian racism. The fact that those brothers were being harassed by those race soldiers, including the Asian ones, that's not the real racism. No, the real racism is them responding to the racial harassment. The real racism ain't Peter Liang killing an innocent black man and all people in the Asian community getting together, supporting Peter Lang. That's not the racism. The racism is a random dude who got harassed calling an Asian cop Jackie Chan. That's the real racism. See, this is some I'm white and I say so bullshit. And I think it's very cowardly. You're too cowardly to address the white supremacists because you still attain to get up under them with their balls in your mouth. So you want to attack black folks. And niggas are still out here caping for Asians. They're going out of their way to not really offend white mommy and white daddy because they still want to be honorary Aryans. So they want to attack us. And niggas are still out here caping for these folks. And out there in New York, the New York Attorney General, this Negro mammy, Letitia James, she made an announcement talking about she has a hotline. There's a hotline in New York for anybody who's Asian. If you're being discriminated against and if you're experiencing any kind of racism, you call this hotline. They got a damn hotline for Asians to call if they're being discriminated against or if they're experiencing racism. They did that to directly spit on black people. The only reason they did that was them purposely trying to shit on black people. That's the only reason they did that. Asians, nobody's harming Asian people like that. People are just not going to their stores like that. They might get called a name or two, but nobody's really harming Asian people like that. Nobody's really beating Asian people up. Nobody's killing Asian people. You get called a few names here and there, all of a sudden stop the presses. See, this is why black folks don't explain racism to nobody. If people wanted to stop racism or do something about racism, they would do it. A few Asian people, they've gotten called a few names because of a damn deadly disease that could very well be a bioweapon. We don't even know yet. So a lot of people are kind of reserved with dealing with certain Asian people. So now we got to stop the presses and get a hotline. And every black person should call that hotline, by the way. The minute you feel some racism, every black person in New York needs to call that damn hotline. The minute you get pulled over by a race soldier, call that hotline. Y'all need to flood that hotline with all the racism you deal with on a regular basis. And if they ask, tell them you mix with Asian. Tell them you got an Asian great-great-great-grandma. Or you got a great-great-grandmama who wore a Malaysian weave. So she's an honorary Asian. If we're going to play, well, let's play that game. Let's play the game they play on us. See, they like to use the term minority and I got a black great grandma when it's convenient, when it's some money to be involved. All right, well, I got a cousin with an Asian weave, so that's good enough. I got Asian in my family too. And I'm calling the hotline. I've been discriminated against. Well, sir, are you Asian? Well, damn it, I just ate some Panda Express, so I feel Asian, so I'm like a Rachel Dolezal Asian. Okay, so I checked my DNA. There was some Asian in there, so yeah, I'm Asiatic. So I'm being discriminated against too. Yeah, call that damn hotline. But Letitia James, and this is another thing, family. When y'all see the Lori Lightfoots and the Letitia James, and whenever they get these Negroes and run around talking about they're the first black person this and the first black person that, that's a red flag, family. Whenever they start talking about the first black person this or that, that is a red flag. That's some handpicked Negro that they done found somewhere, that they done vetted, they done made sure they're coon strong. They made sure that they're very coon strong. and they'll go around telling you how black they are. This is the first black person who did this. This is the first black person who did that. And they try to have us live vicariously through those people. Because if, remember, they start talking about how black somebody is, the first thing I want to know is, if you're talking about how black they are, what are they going to do specifically for black people? Remember, anytime they start talking that blackity black black, it's always somebody's black 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 black. But then, okay, what are they going to do for black folks? Well, we're going to do something for everybody. So what the fuck are you telling me about how black she is? Why are you telling me how black this nigga is? Okay, he's the first black person to do this or that. So why are you telling me if he ain't going to do shit for me or other black people? Biden is doing that right now, by the way. Listen, this is the clip of Biden. Where's this clip? He's talking about he's going to have a black woman as vice president or some stupid shit. Listen
to this. What will you do to cultivate the next generation of leaders across the globe?
Number one, first let's start with my administration. My administration will look like America. I'm going to make sure that we bring in a new generation of leadership. From the vice president, I'm going to have a woman as vice president. I'm going to put a black woman on the Supreme Court. And I'm going to make sure that across the board, my administration, including the White House itself, the cabinet, and others are brought into the visibility of running the country. Because what we haven't done well enough, we haven't built up a bench. We haven't built up a bench in, you know, of new leaders coming on that we've taken time. That's why I'm going to be in the position of campaigning in states that, in fact, where we're going to win back the Senate.
Okay. So he's up here talking about he's going to get a black woman, somebody black on the Supreme Court. Nigga, all he's going to do, if he was to get elected, he's going to get a black female Clarence Thomas. Yeah, we got somebody black on the damn Supreme Court. Clarence the Coon Thomas. Don't let him ever fool y'all with that, or we're going to get somebody black. Yeah. Kamala lock 'em up Harris. No, thank you. Family, let's not ever go for that trick. Let's not ever go for that, hey, we're going to get a black person and put him in a certain position, and that's going to benefit you somehow. How is that going to benefit me? Well, sonically, it's going to benefit you to give you some self-esteem. Nigga, fuck all that. Where are the tangibles? We're not doing the symbolism game no more. I don't care about what black person you gave a damn job to. That's not doing anything for me or any other black people. Kamala Harris, she black. They tried to play that with Kamala Harris. And Kamala, what you gonna do for black people? Oh, I'm not gonna do nothing for black people. Oh, hell no. Then bye. We got her out the paint. We're not playing that game. But understand, when they start talking about they're going to get the first black person this and the first black person that, is going to be two things. Either they're going to be a hardcore coon, they're going to be an immigrant, and it's going to be an immigrant coon, first or second generation, or they're going to be LGBT. One of those three, they're going to be a hardcore domestic coon, they're going to be a foreign coon, or they're going to be an LGBT coon. I'm going to say that one more time. And if I'm wrong in any of the cases, y'all let me know. You let me know what black person they done propped up who was not a domestic coon, a foreign coon, or an LGBT coon. Just like, look at Lori Lightfoot. They got her running around here looking crazy as cat shit. She's the LGBT mayor of Chicago. The first black female mayor. Whenever they say that, they bake these niggas up. They got these niggas coon ready. Lori Lightfoot ain't doing jack shit for black people in Chicago. She's running around there in them big ass chopper suits, dressed like Forrest Whitaker, looking a hot fucking mess. Lori Lightfoot is a mess. And look at Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. Look at her. Look at her background. She's like 60-something years old, never been married, never had no kids. She's another one of these Stacey Abrams. You know, they get these people out of nowhere. These these people, they ain't never been married. You don't know nothing about their background. They ain't got no kids. You understand? We know Stacey probably has a little strap on somewhere. And this Letitia James, she's another one, who's a suspected stud. This Letitia James out here talking about an Asian hotline. She's another one of these people who are cape for everybody. Now, there's pictures of her running around at the Pride parades and the Stonewall LGBT parades. There's a lot of footage of her doing that. Y'all look up Letitia James. These niggas get out here and cape for everybody but black people. But they love running around talking about how they were the first black person attorney general this and the first black person that. But they don't do anything for black people. Yeah, Letitia James is a suspected stud. And the thing is, they get these politicians out here who don't do jack shit for black people, who run around and cape for the LGBT community. They cape for all these people. And when white society turns on them or sets them up, then they want to come to black society. Let's go back to Andrew Gillum. Now, as we know, Andrew Gillum got caught up in that hotel and looked like they set him up. Looked like his booty buddies set him up. They were the ones taking pictures of him and leaking the pictures out. On News One, and let me read the article. Let me read the headline so I don't get it wrong. I'm going to read y'all the headline that they said about Gillum. Hold on one second. Because I want to read this thing directly. Okay. This was on News One, which is basically the Democrats. All this shit you see from the News Ones and all this, these are Democrats. So, on News One, it said, open letter to Andrew Gillum calls on black men to support him. So, the Democratic shills are out here trying to get their other coons to shame black people into supporting Gillum. Because, see, the Democrats are still trying to get a little mileage out of him. So now they're trying to shame black people into supporting Gillum now, because Gillum got caught all the way out there. So they're trying to make it seem like, well, now it's black people's responsibility, black men, to support Gillum. What the hell should we support Gillum for? Dude, you made your own bed, no pun intended, so you're going to have to lay in it. Now, the bed has bussy stains, but you're going to have to lay on top of the bussy stains. Hold your own bussy. We don't owe Andrew Gillum a goddamn thing. We don't owe Andrew Gillum nothing. Andrew Gillum, can y'all tell me what Gillum has done for black society? What he has offered or proposed for black society? I mean, dude, ask the LGBT community to do something for you. Oops, I forgot. They have the same anti-black racism as straight black society. So now, see, all that intersectionality shit ain't working no more. Ain't nobody coming to Gillum's rescue. Now they want to come to us and we're supposed to save this nigga. No, thank you. No, thank you, brother. No, you're going to have to do that on your own. Hold your own bussy, bruh. You got caught out there. This was some shit you chose to do. You chose to go up in a hotel room with a bunch of these damn freaks and they done tow your asshole up and left you on the floor and took pictures of you. No, nigga, we good on that. No, nigga, that's on you. That sounds like a you problem. Don't bring black men into that. Nah, nigga, that's all you, bruh. Get the intersectionality crowd to help you. Don't come to black society who you ain't done a damn thing for. And the dude who wrote that whole thing about how black men, the open letter, this was another Democratic shill. It's a dude named Preston Mitchum. He's another flaming LGBT Negro who the white left-wing media, they hire this nigga to really shit on black people. That's another thing. They got like a whole group of these LGBT black dudes, and many of them, like, they come from Caribbean backgrounds, and their whole job is to shit on black Americans. This Preston Mitchum dude, and I think, I don't know if I have him blocked, he tries to troll me with his little old moist flaming self. He's one of these niggas who go around talking about how straight black men are the weakest link. Straight black men ain't shit. Look him up. He's good at talking that shit about straight black men ain't shit. The weakest link in the black community is straight black men. I mean, he's always spewing that line. Well, let me tell you something. The weak link is the nigga who's laying up in a hotel room with his pussy bleeding. That ain't straight black men. You supposed to be a politician. You were damn near the governor of the state of Florida, and now you in a hotel room with your pussy hole cracked wide open and ran through. That ain't strength to me, buddy. That ain't strength at all. You ain't got straight black men going out like that. Us straight brothers ain't going out like that. The worst we got was Marion Barry smoking crack in the hotel, but at least he had some pussy up in there. Shit. And he, and like Marion Barry said, the bitch set me up. So he did do it. He came out the game like a player. He had the crack pipe. Said, wait a minute. God damn, this bitch set me up. The bitch set me up. That was some gangster shit. And we still fuck with Marion Barry. He got reelected. They're like, yeah, we see. We understand that raggedy bitch set you up. Nigga, we know that you like a little crack. They ain't tripping on that. Reelect your black ass. At least Marion Barry, he was a player about his shit. He wasn't laying on the floor with his pussy all out. Damn. He was a player. We respected the player in that nigga. At least he was getting some pussy out of that damn hotel room. Shit. They brought DC, said, yeah, we'll bring him on back. DC said, we'll bring him back. And he was a good politician, Marion Barry. He did a lot of shit for the black community. See, that's why people fuck with him, because Marion Barry did do things for the black community. Yeah, he smoked a little goddamn crack. I'll take crack over pussy stains any fucking day, all right? If there was a choice between me kicking it with a crackhead or a nigga with pussy stains all over the place, well, nigga, give me a lighter. I'll light that fucking pipe up for you, because I'm not over there. I'm not going in Gillum's room. I'll go in there in Marion Barry's room. I'll open the window, let the crack smoke out, but at least there's going to be some bitches up in there. I ain't going up in Gillum's room. That's why we ain't fucking with no damn Gillum. Gillum ain't Marion Barry. Gillum ain't done shit for black folks. Gillum ain't done a goddamn thing for black folks. So yeah, y'all go to hell with that. We don't owe Gillum a damn thing. We don't owe him nothing. At all. And speaking of LGBT, a lot of folks, the rapper Da Brat was trending today. A lot of folks, she's dating this this chick named Big Booty Judy, and a lot of folks were shocked that Da Brat, they didn't know that Da Brat was into women. I'm like, y'all really? Y'all didn't know that? Y'all really didn't know that? Y'all didn't know that Brat was a cute stud? Y'all really didn't know that? Y'all couldn't figure that out? And how long Da Brat been out for 20 damn years? Boy, damn. You, what y'all thought, she was just an older tomboy? What the fuck was, okay. Y'all don't really know how to read the room, do you? Boy, y'all hella late. Yeah, that's kind of an open secret. Ain't nobody tripping on that. Y'all hella late. People like, oh, the Brat date women? She gay? Oh, hell, I didn't know that. Nigga, we been knew that. Ain't nobody tripping on that. The Brat is a cute fucking stud. Cute as fucking hell. Cute ass stud. I mean, you can just look at the way the Brat is dressed. Let me tell y'all something. See, a lot of times when girls are younger and they're wearing big baggy clothes and boy clothes and all that, you can just chop that up as, okay, she's a tomboy. But after 21, when a chick is 21, by the time she gets to 21, if she's still wearing the boy clothes, that ain't no tomboy no more. That's, she's going into stud territory. That's just a stud. Just accept that. That's not a tomboy. You dig? Because, see, the thing is, a lot of times when women, they get them a nice shot of dick, they'll stop they take all them baggy T-shirts and sagging pants off and put on a little sundress. They'll take all that bullshit off. You dig? They get out that little tomboy stage. You give them a nice little a quart of dick. Just a quart of dick. That's how you measure it. You measure dick in quarts. You give them a nice quart of dick. A nice trough of dick. They'll stop all that baggy tree climbing shit. They'll stop climbing trees and start climbing on dick. You get them good, they'll take all that bullshit off. But if they're like older, still wearing all that boy clothes shit, no, that's a stud. Yeah, that's a cute stud. And there's a lot of cute studs out here. I'll be on Instagram and I'll be following some people. There's some chick who does some workout videos and her body is banging. I think she might be a WNBA player. She's banging as hell, but when she put on clothes, is real studdish. I'm like, that's a waste of good pussy. Y'all, fellas, y'all ever look at that? Y'all see some of them cute studs and be like, damn, that's a waste of good pussy. Damn. You do. And I know women, y'all see that with dudes. Y'all see a nigga flaming and they're like, damn, that's a waste of a good nigga. You're looking at a nigga, you're like, damn, that'd be a cool nigga. Then all of a sudden you see him at Andrew Gillum's hotel. Like, fuck. We lost that nigga down the bussy hole. But yeah, there was many quarts of dick going around Gillum's room. A lot of quarts of dick going around that damn room. And it's not our job to save his ass. Nigga, hold your own bussy, hold your own nuts. That's on you, bruh. But anyway, like I said, man, look, we don't be intimidated by this stuff, man. We got to stay on our square. You know, this is our time to really connect with other black folks. This is our time to start creating industries, networking with each other, building with each other. Damn all that ass kissing and trying to get in good with all these other groups. Fuck all that kumbaya. Damn that. We are in a position where we can empower ourselves by just getting on code. It's codification time. We need to start looking out for our group and building an empire of our own. And this is the perfect time to do that right now. This is a perfect time to do that. Because like I said, everything is on an equal standing right now. The white supremacists, they're very desperate, so don't even trip on them. We start circling our wagons and looking out for each other, we're going to be good. You understand? Anyway, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Everybody, don't forget, click the link below. It's a lot of y'all in here. Damn, it's what, 4,000 of y'all in here this time of night? But click the link below. Y'all see in my, if you're watching live on YouTube, it says pre-order the new Mink Slide album. Go to iTunes right now. Click the link. Go to iTunes, and that link will take you to Google Play. So everybody click that link right in the description box, or you can go to minkslide.com for those who are listening on other devices, minkslide.com. But go pre-order our album, Crushed Velvet. Everybody loves the single and the video. Guest list, we had a great time shooting the video. We had a wonderful time, and you guys are going to love the album. It has that nice throwback 80s, 90s vibe. Guest list, that sounds like a Kashif, D-Train, Alexander O'Neal type of vibe, and that's exactly what we were going for. We're paying homage to real R&B. And a lot of foundational black Americans really love that nostalgic vibe because y'all grew up with that. So you have to have grown up around that era to really, really appreciate that. It takes you back to your family. It reminds you of growing up in the 80s and 90s. Very nostalgic time. And we need that. We need to know how it was. The music and the vibe had a different feel and it gave you a different energy. You dig? Shout out to all my 80s babies out here. You dig? But anyway, man, go get that. Go to iTunes, go to Google Play, pre-order right now, and I will holler at you guys this Sunday on the stream. You guys be good.